And, you know, we got to ask you this question. The Redskins met headline news just a few days ago, signing, surprisingly, cornerback Josh Norman, or not surprisingly, knowing who Dan Snyder is, and kind of, you know, bringing out the checkbook a little bit, signing him for 5 years, $75 million, $50 million guaranteed. You would think this guy was the next primetime Deion Sanders or the next Revis Island or something. So what'd you think about the Redskins signing him, and do you think that the Norman signing, being that, okay, he's a big player, and we've known Dan Snyder, you know, in the past, spending big on these type of guys. We know the whole Albert Haynesworth saga. We don't need to revisit that situation. But he has, Dan Snyder has a history of spending big for players that don't really produce. Do you see kind of Norman being somebody different from the usual players that he signs, and you think this was a good fit? And money-wise, what did you think about that? The highest-paid cornerback in the league right now.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'll just say this, and I'll be lying if I didn't say that, you know, I didn't have a nightmarish type thought of saying, oh, man, here we go again. You know what I mean? You know, I was there when we got Big Haynesworth, Fat right. Albert, as
oh,
we
yes.
call him. And so I remember, you know, how one guy can tear a team up. And
right.
so, you know, but I would say, you know, even through all that, I know Mr. Snyder, he wants to win.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no doubt about, you know what I mean? And you take, you know, there are a lot of owners that won't spend a dime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're under the salary cap. My old team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I thought they may have an opportunity, you know, to get them, and they didn't. But the one thing that I like is how Scott McCullough, Over the years since he's been there, the things that he's done in the beginning, people were kind of questioning it. But here's a guy that has a pedigree, has done great things with the 49ers as well as the Seattle Seahawks. So I know Mr. Snyder has given the reins, if you will, to Scott to be able to make that decision. So if that decision was made, even though it's great that you have an owner that can pull the trigger, but I'm sure Scott McCullough and his staff and the coaching staff, they've done their homework. Mm-hmm. They've done their due diligence to be able to know that this guy right here can be the difference maker. Yeah. May not be a Deion Sanders, but, hey, it ain't but one Deion Sanders.
Exactly.
So it ain't but one prime time. But this is a guy, you know, as you saw for the